Welcome in. This is the Short Roller Arrangements Masterclass at 170 BPM. Intermediate level, built for Ableton Live Arrangement View. We're making a short roller, a compact 16 to 32 bar idea that still feels like a full, finished track moment. Tight drums, rolling bass, forward momentum, and transitions that sound intentional. Think of this as a DJ tool, a double-ready loop, or a building block you can expand into a full tune later. The big goal today is maximum impact with minimal length. And the secret isn't adding more parts. It's phrasing, micro variation, and really smart what disappears moments. Alright, set your tempo to 170 BPM. Keep it 4/4 and go to arrangement view. First, let's set up the runway so you don't get lost. Drop locators and name them. Bars 1 to 9. Intro, 8 bars. Bars 9 to 25. Main, 16 bars. Bars 25 to 33. Exit, 8 bars. And here is an extra coach move that saves you from endless tweaking. Add a few more bar targets as locators inside the main section. Name them like Bar 8, pre-drop tension. Bar 12, micro switch. Bar 16, phrase turnaround. Bar 24, second lift. Bar 32, exit hook down. Now color code your groups. Drums, bass, music, FX. You're basically telling your future self, this is organized. This is finishable. Next, we build the foundation. Drums for the main drop, bars 9 through 25. You want a loop that stays exciting for 16 bars without changing the beat every 5 seconds. Start with a classic two-step roller skeleton. Kick on the 1, and then a second kick around beat 3. You can place it right on 3, or a touch early with groove later. Snare on 2 and 4, every bar, no exceptions. That snare is your anchor. If the snare doesn't feel locked, do not move on. Fix that first. In drum and bass, the snare is authority. Add closed hats. You can go 1/8 if you want it steppy and minimal, or 1/16 if you want it more pushing. Either way, keep it consistent for now. We'll make it interesting with micro variation later. Then add subtle ghost snares around the and after 2 and the and after 4. Keep velocity low. This is important. Ghost notes should be felt more than heard. If you can clearly identify every ghost hit, they're too loud. Now tighten and glue the drum group with stock Ableton tools. Put drum bus on the drum group. Dry somewhere around 5 to 15%, depending on how dirty you want it. Transients up a bit, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. Boom can be great if your kick is thin, but if your sub is heavy, be careful. You don't want a kick boom fighting your sub. Then EQ 8 on the drums. High pass gently around 20 to 30 Hz just to clear rumble. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 400. Then glue compressor. Slowish attack, like 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to crush it. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just to weld the kit. Now, the roller part, movement. This is where a two-step becomes a roller. First, ghost note lane refinement. Keep velocities maybe 15 to 45. And here's a real pro feeling trick. Micro timing. Pick a few ghost notes and nudge them slightly early, literally a couple milliseconds, 2 to 8 milliseconds. That tiny pull creates urgency at 170. If you don't want to manually nudge notes forever, do it at the track level. Use track delay in milliseconds on the ghost or percussion track, or apply a groove only to hats and ghosts, not your kick and snare. That way the groove moves, but the backbone stays punchy. Bring in a ride or shaker layer. Offbeats work great, or a lightly shuffled 1/16. And add 1 or 2 percussion hits max. Rim, wood, foley tick, sparingly, like once every 2 bars. This is punctuation, not another drum kit. Now let's talk about grooves for a second. Use groove pull lightly. MPC swing, subtle. Amount around 10 to 25%. Apply it to hats and ghosts. Keep kick and snare mostly straight so they still smack. Cool, drums are rolling. Now we build the engine, bass. For a short roller, the bass has to do 2 jobs at once. It has to be the sound, and it has to be the arrangement. Meaning, bass movement and phrasing are what make 16 bars feel like a journey. Set up a bass group with 2 tracks, sub and mid. On sub, use operator with a sine wave. Fast attack, medium release so it doesn't click. Then EQ 8 low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Keep that sub clean. Then add a compressor sidechained from the kick. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of ducking. Consistent, not dramatic. On mid-bass, use wave-eatable or operator or even simpler. Start with something sawish. Then auto-filter. Choose 12 or 24 dB slope. This filter is going to be a big part of your arrangement. Add saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip-on, AQ8, high pass around 120 Hz so the sub has its own lane. If you want extra movement, add chorus ensemble very lightly or phaser flanger, but keep it controlled. Now write your bass line in phrases. Bars 9 to 17 is your phrase, establish the groove. Bars 17 to 25 is your A' phrase, same idea, but with two or three changes. Here are changes that always work in rollers. Change the last bar of each 4-bar block. That's your turnaround bar. Add call and response, a hit on bar 2, an answer on bar 4. Shorten the last note at the end of a bar to create a pocket, like a breath before the loop resets. Or replace one hit with silence. Silence is groove at this tempo. Now automate the MID bass filter like an arranger, not like a sound designer showing off. Bars 9 to 13. Keep the movement more closed. Maybe it peaks around 200 to 600 Hz. Bars 13 to 17. Let it get a bit brighter. Peaks up toward 800 to 1.2K. Bars 17 to 25. Give it one or two brief open moments, where it pops to 1.5K or even 2.5K for just a second. Short, controlled flashes. That reads as lift without changing the song. If you want a super efficient method, build a one knob open the Reese macro on the MID track. Map filter cutoff, saturator drive, a tiny bit of erosion, and utility width. Then for bars 17 to 25, you draw one automation line that lifts the whole mid-bass energy. Fast, musical, repeatable. And quick note, keep anchors. In the main drop, choose two anchor elements that stay stable the whole time. I recommend snare tone and level and sub rhythm. Everything else can flex, but those two make the drop feel trustworthy. Now we arrange the full 32 bars. Bars 1 to 9. The intro switch. DJ friendly. Mixable. Start with hats and texture. A noise bed. Vinyl crackle. Atmosphere. Something quiet but constant. Bring in kick and snare by bar 3 or bar 5. Keep it clean. Then tease the bass in bars 7 to 8, but high passed. Here's the practical Ableton move. Automate an AQ8 high pass on the bass group, from around 200 Hz down to about 40 Hz over those two bars. That's your doors opening into the drop. And add one little ear candy moment, a reverb throw on a vocal stab or a tiny hit at bar 8. Use hybrid reverb, short plate, and automate the send up just for that hit. Then back down. That kind of detail feels expensive. Bars 9 to 25, main roller drop. Full drums, full bass. Add one minimal hook, one stab, one vocal chop, or one texture. Just one. If you add three hooks, you're going to crowd the mids and your roller will lose its punch. Now micro variations. This is the entire difference between loop and record. Every two bars, choose one or two small changes. Not a new section, just a tiny switch so the ear stays engaged. Here are great micro variations. Mute hats for half a bar, then slam them back. Add a tiny snare flam, two hits about 20 to 40 milliseconds apart. Add a super low velocity kick ghost. Put a reverse cymbal into the snare at the end of a phrase. Change bass note length in the last quarter of bar 4, 8, 12, and 16. If you want a system you can repeat every time, use a two-bar rotation. Every two bars, pick one change from drums, one from bass, and optionally one from effects. Drums, maybe swap one closed hat hit to an open hat, just once. Or add a shadow snare hit right after the backbeat. Or nudge one ghost slightly early and raise velocity a tiny bit. Bass, shorten an end note, insert a rest, or do a one-hit octave jump in the mid while the sub stays steady. Effects, a single reverse tail into the snare, or a delay throw on the stab only on bars 4, 8, 12, 16, or a one-beat micro riser instead of a full bar. That keeps constant motion without that amateur vibe of new section every four bars. Now bars 25 to 33, the exit or turnaround. You have two choices, a DJ tool exit, where you strip down to drums and atmosphere so it loops out cleanly, or a tease, where you keep bass, but filter it down so it feels like it's setting up something bigger. A simple plan. Bars 25 to 29, keep the groove but reduce hook elements. Bars 29 to 33, automate a low pass on your music group, not the master. Darken it gradually, then add one impact at bar 33. And here's a loop-friendly upgrade. If your 32 bars must loop seamlessly, save your most dramatic switch for bar 24 or bar 32, not bar 25. That way the loop point still feels stable, but there's still a whoa moment inside the loop. Now transitions. Pro, not overloaded. Use 3 to 5 FX elements total across the whole 32 bars. Total, not perception. The core toolkit, impact at bar 9 and slash or bar 25. Noise riser in the last bar before the drop. Reverse cymbal into a snare. Optional tape stop or pitch drop, but sparingly. A drum fill. Last half bar of every 8, but not the same one every time. For a stock Ableton riser, you can literally use white noise on an audio track, then auto filter sweeping, maybe HP to BP up, a touch of redux for grit, hybrid reverb small and lightly wet, and automate volume to peak right at the drop. For a fast fill, duplicate your drum loop for the last half bar of bar 16, remove the kick, ramp extra snare hits in 1/16, add reverb just on that fill, then hard cut the reverb at the drop. Clean and aggressive. Now energy shaping. This is arrangement glue. Short rollers succeed when they breathe. Automate subtle stuff. On the hat bus, a tiny high shelf boost, like plus 1 or 2 dB at 8 to 12k in the second half of the drop. Drum bus drive up by 1 to 3% in bars 17 to 25. Mid bass filter a bit wider and brighter in bars 17 to 25. And reverb send throws only on specific snare hits, bar 8, bar 24, bar 32. Not everywhere. And use utility as your quick mute tool. Put utility on the hook track and automate gain to negative infinity for dropouts. That creates tension instantly, and it's way faster than chopping clips. Two more pro checks before we wrap. 1. Check mono earlier than you think. Put utility on a monitor group or even temporarily on master and flip width to 0. If the roller collapses, usually your mid bass is too wide and masks the snare crack, or your hats only exist on the sides. 2. Remember, your arrangement is mostly what disappears, not what gets added. At 170, your listener's ear overloads fast. Those quarter bar and half bar removals are your punctuation marks. Common mistakes to avoid while you build. If you have no phrasing and it's just a 16 bar loop repeated, it will feel amateur. Plan micro variations. If your mids are overcrowded, reduce the hook. One hook, minimal. If sub clashes with kick, check sidechain timing and note collisions. If you're using too many FX, cut them. One good riser beats 10 random whooshes. If your snare tone changes because of layering or processing, your groove loses authority. Keep that snare consistent. Now a quick practice challenge you can do right after this. Build a 16-bar roller first. Drums and bass only. Then enforce rules. Every 2 bars, 1 small drum change. Every 4 bars, 1 bass turnaround change. Add exactly 3 FX, 1 riser on bar 16, 1 impact on bar 1 or bar 9, and 1 reverse cymbal into a snare on bar 8 or 16. Then export and loop it. If it gets boring by the 6th repeat, don't add a new instrument. Reduce layers first, then add 2 tiny variations. This audio version is shortened for playback.